The Interior Plains area of Canada encompasses the region between the Canadian Shield and the Western Cordillera. The plains are distinguished by vast expanses, 1.8 million square kilometers, or 18% of Canada's land surface, of sedimentary bedrock consisting mainly of poorly consolidated shales, siltstones and sandstones. Bedrock relief plays a role in large-scale physiographic features, but small-scale features are largely the result of quaternary glaciation, 2.6 million to 10,000 years ago. Where the interior plains extend northwards, as in the Northwest Territories, they become subarctic in nature while, even further north in the islands of the Western Canadian Arctic, they constitute tundra lowlands that are truly arctic in nature. The regional topography is partly determined by flat-lying limestones and shales of marine origin underlying the entire region. Younger, non-marine sediments, largely sands and gravels representing deposits from rivers flowing eastward from the newly developing mountains to the west, covered these marine sediments in the western part of the region. Erosion of the less resistant of these non-marine sediments, in association with uneven uplift that continued with mountain building to the west, resulted in the carving of the western part of the region into a series of isolated uplands. In addition to these erosional remnants, the relatively uniform slope of the southern portion of the region is broken into three steps, levels, by the Manitoba Escarpment and the Missouri Coda. The first step is the Manitoba Plain in the southeast, which lies below the Manitoba Escarpment at elevations under 400 meters. The Manitoba Plain is the lowest and flattest of the three prairie steppes. The underlying Paleozoic rocks, 544 to 250 million years old, are covered by glacial lake silts and clays deposited by lake agassiz. The next step to the west is the Saskatchewan Plain, the dip slope of the Manitoba Escarpment, which is underlain primarily by marine shales of the Cretaceous Age, 144.2 to 65 million years ago. The marine bedrock is covered by glacial deposits, predominantly rolling moraines and till plains, and to a lesser extent, the large, flat deposits of former glacial lakes. The Saskatchewan Plain, which is lower and smoother than the plains to the west, has surface elevations that range from 460 to 790 meters, reaching 915 meters in hillier areas. To the west of the Saskatchewan Plain lies the Missouri Coda, a gradual slope upwards to the Rocky Mountains representing a thickening of non-marine sediments of the Cretaceous Age. Beyond the Coda, the third step begins with the eastern Alberta Plains, only slightly higher than the Saskatchewan Plain, and extends to the western Alberta Plains, where elevations reach 1,100 meters. Except for the Cypress Hills, which are isolated, the southern Alberta uplands form a buffer between the plains and the mountains, with elevations approaching 1,650 meters. This third step has a bolder, more varied relief, reflecting the close proximity of the erosion-resistant bedrock surface in many areas. Most striking are the badlands, formed from the dissection of soft underlying rocks in the arid southern region. The northern Alberta uplands, north of Lesser Slave Lake, are a series of disconnected plateaus rising 250 to 700 meters from the surrounding northern Alberta lowlands to summits ranging from 760 to 1,050 meters. The valleys of the Peace, Athabasca and Hay Rivers are the most striking features in the lowlands. Glacial lake deposits and till plains, which are largely peat-covered, are widespread in the lowlands, whereas a mantle of glacial till, that is, an unsorted mixture of clay, sand, etc., covers most of the plateau areas. The interior plains continue northward to the Arctic Ocean where they are bounded by the Arctic Coastal Plain and Arctic Lowlands. Elevations generally decrease northward along the drainage of the Mackenzie River Valley, with a gentle rise eastward from the valley to the Precambrian Shield and a sharp rise, with several large plateaus, westward to the Rocky Mountains. The southern interior plains are mostly characterized by grassland vegetation, sea prairie, under semi-arid climatic conditions throughout the plains, but islands of mixed wood forest prevail at high elevations on uplands in western Alberta. The grassland gives way to an aspen parkland to the north and east, under slightly cooler temperatures and higher precipitation. As this trend continues northward, a mixed wood forest transitions to the dominantly coniferous boreal forest. Finally, at the northern extension of the interior plains, forest gives way to treeless tundra and polar deserts.